My name's Evelyn Godfrey, and I'm the NDP federal candidate for Bolthaven.
All right. So why did you decide to run in this election?
I grew up in this riding in Sackville, New Brunswick. I've been away in England for the last sort of 30 years. I left when I was 19. I left New Brunswick when I was 19. And when I came back to teach a couple of courses at Mount Allison, I saw that things had actually got a lot worse here since when I was living here in the 1970s and 80s. And I have been really active in the labor movement and in the cooperative movement in England the whole time I've been there, and active in politics. So it was a natural choice for me to join the NDP when I came back here. And my father had been really, really active in Bolthaven in the NDP since 1970, since we moved here. So when the snap election came up, I agreed to stand here in my home riding, where I'm living again.
Okay, and I guess you kind of led right into it there. What made you want to be part of the NDP party? Can you just expand on that a little bit?
So as I say, my father was a member of the NDP from the early 1960s when it first changed its name from the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation. So he was a lifelong supporter, and when I was I was a PhD student in England, I became politically active. It was a completely natural choice for me to join the Labour Party over there. And so I am very committed to the principles of cooperation and socialism. And so there was really no other party that represented my principles and beliefs. I'm probably the only, in fact, in Bolthaven, I am the only socialist candidate standing in this election. And I think it's really important that the voters have a choice, because the Conservatives and the Liberals are very much the same in terms of all their policies and beliefs.
Okay, now what are you hearing from constituents so far?
I'm hearing a lot of frustration with the incumbent in Bolthaven, that this is someone who's been in office for over 20 years now. So I'm teaching a couple courses at Mount Allison, and I'm hearing from people saying that they weren't even born when he became the Member of Parliament. And before him, his father, back in the 1970s, was a Member of Parliament. So I remember when his father was Member of Parliament here. And I think there's a feeling that there's a lot of complacency and arrogance on the part of some Liberal MPs who feel very maybe entitled now and privileged, as if they've sort of inherited positions. And perhaps Justin Trudeau is a bit like that as well. So there's a lot of frustration with the voters.
Okay, now healthcare has been under the microscope in recent months amid the pandemic. New Brunswick is facing a huge shortage of both nurses and physicians. Understanding that it's up to the provinces to deliver healthcare, what would you do to help address this?
Healthcare is the main plank of my platform. That's what I'm standing on. I think we're in crisis here, both in terms of health and social care in New Brunswick and certainly in Bolthaven. I think that even though it's a provincial responsibility, the province needs to be working a lot more closely in partnership with the federal government. And in particular, what I'm going to be calling for is increased funding transfers, health transfers from the federal government. So I support the New Brunswick Medical Society's calls for the increased health transfers. I think in the immediate term, to address the shortage of healthcare workers, we are going to have to encourage immigration, which means encouraging people to stay as well as to come here. And that actually means improving our education, our schools, and because that's what people want when they want to stay in a place. And again, even though that's a federal responsibility, the province and the municipalities need to work a lot closer with the federal government in order to see that we get these jobs in health and social care field.
Okay, and many businesses have struggled over the past year and a half as a result of the pandemic. What will you do to support them?
My platform is, in terms of pandemic recovery, is more focused on supporting the workers, the employees, and rather than direct support for the businesses, because it's the people who are working who have really suffered badly in the pandemic. I think we need to, in the recovery, I think we need to be creating more jobs. There needs to be a federal stimulus for job creation, and that they need to be green economy jobs that aren't going to, damage the environment. And this is an opportunity to be looking at what's been going on here in terms of, for example, all the unsustainable jobs around fossil fuels and so on that are going on in this riding.
All right, yeah, and I guess you're correct there. The pandemic has impacted almost everyone, I guess, from coast to coast. So do you mind just expanding a bit on how your platform would affect middle-class Canadians and those who are struggling to get ahead?
The New Brunswick NDP is going to guarantee that there are no more clawbacks of taxes. So we know that middle-class people during the pandemic maybe applied for some or received some SERF and so on, and that now the taxes are being, it wasn't a lot of money, and now the taxes are being clawed back. So our platform is all about funding what we're going to do based on taxing the very richest in society. This isn't your average person who owns just or is struggling to pay for just one home. We want the very richest people, to the millionaires and the corporations, to pay their fair share of taxes. I'm also promoting digital infrastructure, because the internet proved an absolute lifeline for a lot of people in the pandemic, and now it's clear that there is a desire from some people to work from home, but they're in rural areas like Beausejour. There isn't the digital infrastructure. So that's going to be a major thing going forward in the recovery for middle-class people, having internet access.
Okay, and affordable housing has become a huge concern for New Brunswickers. I mean, year over year, New Brunswick has seen the largest increase in average rent prices. What would you do to help address that and those who are having a hard time finding affordable housing?
After healthcare, all forms of healthcare, mental health and social care, affordable housing is the second big platform that I'm standing on. I think the federal government has to work with the province to bring more housing into not-for-profit community ownership, for example, as housing co-ops, because it's the private landlords who've been increasing the rents, and very often they're not even keeping the housing maintained. I think there needs to be local community accountability in housing, which you get from a cooperative, because accommodation is the one really big monthly expense that's coming out of everyone's incomes. And now the rents here, I know this is a particular problem in Sackville, for example, the rents here have just risen beyond reason.
Okay, I believe those are all the questions that I have. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
I just want to say that I think that this was a very bad time for the Liberal government to call an election, that we're not quite out of the pandemic, and we haven't had enough time to engage with the voters. Only the incumbent was prepared for this, so I think it was an anti-democratic thing for the government to call the election now. It was unnecessary. And we haven't been able to, for example, even get a leaflet out to our voters. And that's one of the things that I've been hearing from people, that they're frustrated at not knowing anything about the incumbents, not knowing anything about the candidates apart from the incumbent.